Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning from the clocker stand here at the Thoroughbred Center. Beautiful day, a little airy out there, but...
Yeah, Pony Girl said it's pretty chilly.
Well,
she's
you didn't have to ask the Pony Girl.
Layers.
All you had to do is ask me.
Yeah, but you're not sitting on a horse out there.
I was out there just about all morning, and because it was awful busy again this morning. We'd end up with 75 works.
Something like that, something. At least 75.
Is that right, Holly? Yeah, 75 works. And they come at you in bunches, you know, and it gets real crowded up here. People think it's the grandstand instead of the clocker stand.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Well, it is fun. That's the reason to do it. So, otherwise, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. But
there you are.
Track's in great shape, that darn Harold Reed, and, you know, he's done it again.
I know.
But, and then, of course, light day yesterday because it was muddy yesterday. But anyway, everything went all right, so we're back at the same old stand this morning. Now, next week, I'll tell you right up front, we're going to be on early. We got another UK football game. Pre-game show from 10 until noon, which means that we're going to come on from 8 until 10. But we'll do it live right here. And I don't know, this will be the second time that we've done it live from right here. And it's a little hectic.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do today, we've got a gentleman I have not met, but we have some mutual friends, and his name is Morgan Franklin, and he's starting up a new company, and we're going to talk about that.
Oh, is he the guest?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's a friend of Dermot Ryan's and Julia Rice, and so we will... We will, you know, he's going to...
Yeah, that'd be fun.
He called me from Louisville yesterday to confirm it.
Oh, good. You didn't mention that. I knew that there was...
A connection?
A connection there,
Yeah, I told him to bring Julia with him. He says, no chance, because she's got either ballet or soccer or something going on this
little
morning.
Kitties.
Anyway, yeah. Morgan's going to come in, and we'll see what he's this new company, what he's going to do. It's a new website to sell horses, so we'll find out a little bit about it. But he's got a background in the thoroughbred business. He used to work over at Coolmore's Ashford Stud.
Ah.
Dr. Doug Byers is here. Michael Blowen from Old Friends. We're going to get in touch, of course, with Steve Moody. Take a look at the Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup for 3-year-old fillies, a mile and an eighth on the grass. We're looking at still in 1957. I didn't do Bard. Did I talk about Bardstown last week? No, I didn't.
No.
No. Okay, we're going to talk about him this week. And also another one, Dedicate. And that's an interesting background on
that. Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
We've got your announcements, Jackie. And, of course. And let's see, winners out of here. Well, since we've had 16 winners so far this month. 16, you know, they canceled up at Mountaineer. I mean, excuse me, at Hoosier after the second race yesterday.
Wins?
No. I said they canceled racing at Hoosier after the second race.
Yes, and I said, wins?
Wins.
Question mark? They had a wind advisory. So that's what I said.
Oh, no. W-I-N-D-S. I thought you said meant W-I-N-S.
Oh, winds.
Two wins. I don't know how... The Daily
Nicole
Double.
Nicole Windy over here would know what I meant.
enunciate, will you? The Northern Kentucky's coming out in you.
I can't help that.
Well, anyway, we've had 16 winners out of the training center since the first of the month. And since last week's show, we've had 10. Matt Frazier took... Well, he took 4 quarter horses up to run at Hoosier, and he won 2.
Oh.
With a third and a fourth.
That's excellent.
So, you know, he does extremely well. And nice fellow, nice family. Eduardo Caramori, Kellen Gorder. Eduardo had another one. John Booker. That thing he won with is a Japanese bred. Wild Entry is its name. Can run a little bit, too. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Obviously can run a little bit. Uh-huh. One.
I'll be done.
I think it was a feature race up at Mountaineer. Karen Vecchio. Karen, I've never met her, but she ships and she vans in here. You can, you have to pay, of course, to work a horse out here, a gallop a horse out here, if you ship in from off the, from off the grounds. But she brings them in and pays, and I think it's $10. I believe that's what it is to work a horse here. I don't know. I've never done it that way.
Inflation. It used to be $5. So maybe.
Yeah. Paul Garcia, Jim Dodgen won one yesterday at Keeneland.
Good.
And Mario Castaneda won last night at Mountaineer with his wife, Bonnie Castaneda, riding.
Okay, so Bonnie's out here this morning riding.
Yeah, so
saw her go by. She got back at 6 this morning.
Well, Marco was here too.
Yeah, they're wiped out. She's really tired.
So that's what's happened here, and from here so far, I got a little. I love these things. News magazine from Kimmy.
Yeah,
Kimmy, Kentucky Equine Management Internship Program.
Right.
And boy, I'm looking at all these pretty girls here. Must be 20 of them and 2 guys.
You know? See, now if they'd had that when you were young, you'd have been 3 guys.
I'd have been applying like from all over. But this is they come here and work on horse farms, and it's an organization that was found by our good friend Garrett O'Rourke out of Judmont.